Poison will be in Cincy June the 10th and then in Cleveland June the 12th. Let's talk to Brett Michaels. They're touring with Cheap Tricks. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Brett.
Good morning. Good morning, man. I'm doing awesome. How are you all doing?
We're good. Now, before we do the interview here, I would like to light my Brett Michaels candle because I want the interview to smell like sea salt and cinnamon, you whore.
That is delicious. That's exactly the aroma I was going for. Sea salt and cinnamon with taste o' hooker.
Hey, chicks dig the candles. That's all that matters.
I'm just saying, a little smell good doesn't hurt anybody.
No, not
yes,
at all.
And let's be honest, it's all about merchandise anymore, isn't it?
It's all about the cologne. That's all I ever said. I said it's cologne brings me good luck, a little kicker, but it's all truly about the music, and then if you create some other stuff along the way,
all the better,
and do it. It's a good day.
Snapple good day. Still selling your
rock and roll.
Yes. How about this? The Troparaca, from the Winning of Apprentice, is the only product that actually made the market, and still we made a real, not a TV Apprentice deal, but a real deal with Dr. Pepper Snapple, and it continues to this day.
Has yours?
If I created. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you with that Apprentice, is your, because we were talking to Dee Snider about this, who he was friends with Trump, and then when Trump took office, he kind of doesn't dislike him, but his views changed of him. Has your views changed of Trump since you did the show and now he's president?
Well, here's the thing. Most of the stuff that I've ever done with them before, after, during the show has all been philanthropy, not politics.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I truly mean it. I'm big as a lifelong, again, type 1 diabetic. I come from a family of all veterans, including I'm the son of a vet, a combat vet. And so it's what I want to say is this, is that my view of him trying to improve our country, whether it was Obama, Bush, Hillary, him, I'm one of those guys that wants whatever our president is doing to make better and push our country forward, push our jobs forward, education forward, make sure, and I, all I know is on the philanthropic side or on the charitable side, him and his family have raised a lot of money for a lot of great causes. But again, I don't want to go into the politics because I'm not involved in any of that.
And
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you do know what you're saying.
Fair enough.
I don't know the politics of
right.
it, but I know when he says he's going to do something like he did with the for me being a diabetic and watching how many of my, I don't mean to say this, but friends have passed away to young age from it, or other kids that are just getting it that feel devastated. Them and the family have been nothing but great about it. So on that end, they do and say, you know, they did what they said they would do and helped me to raise millions of dollars.
And I'm glad you brought that up because Brett Michaels is with us. He's in Cincinnati Sunday night with Cheap Trick and then again Tuesday night up in Cleveland, a yet-to-be-announced September the 2nd show here in Columbus. But when I watched on Access TV your show from the Bomb Factory in Dallas, right?
Yes.
Many times we get, singers, bands on, and it does get political, or they do have you, man. I'll tell you, as your straight up rock and roll goes, do you remember that night? It is your show. Your show is just fun, top to bottom.
Thank you. And that's, again, and I said this, I really appreciate you saying that. And I think you can get stuff done. In other words, the first thing I say when I'm honoring our veterans, right, currently serving, past serving, first thing I say before something to believe in every single night, no politics. This is about just honoring the freedom we get to have an opinion, the freedom we get to do stuff. And know this, I've been to all those forward operating bases, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Abu Dhabi, and see the real deal going on, not what they select to show you. And these men and women, really, they're out there. They're doing awesome for us and the sacrifice them and their family make. So I honor it without being political. I'm not up there giving a speech. It's just to be fun, have a great time, and enjoy yourself, but at the same time be able to honor the freedom we get to do what we get to do and have fun.
What's so interesting, and we have listeners, Brett, all the time that say, hey, you talk to rock stars all the time. Who's the nicest rock star? And your name is the only one that ever comes up because you are so genuine and you're so great to your fans.
Well, first of all, thank you. That means right there, you had me at a low.
Yeah.
I'm saying that, and it's the truth is, and us talking over the years, and all I'm saying, all the this is. It's hard to say this when you're talking about yourself, but this is who I am.
Yeah.
I stop every night after the show. If there's besides the meet and greet and the stuff that we're doing anyway, if I see a bunch of people out, you know, standing by the fence and we're leaving, we'll stop and say hello, take pictures.
Yeah.
And just being, and here's the reason why, not only am I still a fan of music myself, I still passionate about not only listening to music, but obviously playing music, but I feel grateful. It was a dream I had coming from a really small town outside of both Pittsburgh and, you know, traveling with my dad. He was a Navy guy, different places, and in Harrisburg, Mechanicsburg. But I'm still grateful for three generations of awesome fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of grateful, everybody knows about the Women of Rock of Love. You hooked up with Pam Anderson in her prime. Beautiful women, playmates, or whatever.
I'm here for Brett.
Yeah. Do you...
Go on.
Yeah. Do you ever stop for a second, look at your penis, and go, "Great job, buddy"?
We're going to talk about that off the record.
Yeah, let's go from veterans to that.
Yeah.
Here's the perfect segue.
And I did see, you know, Brett, I brought up XS TV this Sunday night with Sammy Hagar, the Rock and Roll Road Trip. You're the featured guest. Did he come to you, or did you go to him for that? It's a great show.
Here it is. It was really simple. Sammy and I have been friends a long time. We truly have. We've had some great, unbelievable parties, good times over the years. We've, as solo artists, you know, because I come back to see you all solo a couple times this year in September, and I think later on in the year. But what I was going to say is, Sammy and I are, you know, when you watch this interview, I'm going to be careful because I don't want to curse it. It is one of the best interviews I've ever done. Not only is he a rock icon, but he did a sincere, great interview. But when, from the moment it starts till it ends, there it's you can't get more real than what this interview is. You know, when you see some and they look a little forced, we probably could have shot for 3 days of just laughing, talking about good times, bad times. And then at the end, I have a ranch and I have go-karts and all this stuff we just have fun on with my kids. I said, I'm challenging you to a go-kart guitar playing, you must sing at the same time you're driving duel. And it is I don't think it's been done on TV before. You're going to laugh.
That might be a first, yes.
It's a first, I'm telling you. Sammy's good. He is a great guy, and we just hit it off.
They did do that one time on Meet the Press, but other than that.
Yeah. Dang it, why does Meet the Press got to beat me ever?
Hey, Brett, I was thinking about this knowing you were coming on, and I was a child of Hairspray Rock. MTV, there was nothing bigger than your videos and what you did. When you did Look What the Cat Dragged In, were you guys ready for the success? Because when you guys hit it, all the hits, every rose has its thorn. Were you guys, I mean, it's coming at you fast, dude.
Let me see, these are awesome questions. I love this. Here's the truth. You know, and I'm being funny and serious all in one. It's like our segue from warriors to the talking to your penis. Right?
Yes.
I'm saying that, you know, we went from veterans to talking about Rock of Love, right? Here it is. I'm going to combine these in one thing. Ready?
Yep.
The funniest thing ever is people forget that Poison was truly an independent band. So here's the blessing and curse. We got to keep all the rights to our publishing, the albums. We made our first record. So my signing day, I'd read all this stuff where, you know, Kiss had a Learjet and a limo and big advance, all stuff. Ours was sitting in a warehouse. This is no lie. In El Segundo, California, sitting on a cement floor, packing albums, shrink wrapping them, and then putting remember the one by ones to promote the album? You may be too young, but they had these promotion things in the record stores. That was my signing day. So when you think about that, we were living behind a dry cleaner down in Los Angeles, behind it, the back half of it. And none of this to me seemed wrong, because it's what I wanted to do. It was like paying your dues or going into college, anything. You got to pay your dues, and you got to earn it. And we truly, I can say this, we earned it, because we put our hard work in then, so that when they came to the show, all that build up, hard work you put into it, just kind of, when we hit that stage, it just all exploded into a great time. And that's what it was. It was all that, you know, I want to tell you a great story about there was this limo and all this stuff. None of that happened for us. But the beauty of it is, in the real world, when you keep all that publishing and now it just below 50 million records and digital downloads around the world, it wasn't awful. It ended up being a good deal.
Yeah.
Did people try
You're
to
blessed.
Take, knowing that you guys did it, did people try to take advantage of you guys early on?
Of course. And it was, when I say this, using your street smarts, when something, I call it, I like to think I'm slightly empathic, that when something doesn't feel right, it usually isn't right. And nothing ever comes easy.
Except for women.
Yes. Yes. Well, wait, we'll get into that story another time. But the truth is, nothing comes easy. And when something, all kinds of this and sign on this and, hey, we'll do this and you'll get, you know, I promise you, we used to do charitable events and then find out the guy ran off with the money. You would do all this stuff. And we would literally, it takes a few knocks upside the head and your gut to go, you know what, let's just bet on ourselves. And that's
sure.
what we finally did. We bet on ourselves.
Let me ask you this, Brett. I'm sorry. Sure. Go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, Brett Michaels, take yourself and Poison out of the mix in your heyday, in the 80s, what have you. Who was your favorite band looking back? Who did you enjoy working with the most, and who were you a fan of personally?
That's two great questions. So who, honest to God, who I loved growing up, this is who I loved. And for me, if you said, what is one of the best straight-up rock bands in the world, just every time I could put it on and listen and gets me fired up, is AC/DC for me.
Yeah.
You know, but there's Aerosmith, there's Kiss, here's the
beauty. Yeah.
What we had is classic. What's classic, or what I just call real rock, relevant rock. You can put on a GNR record. You can put on a Poison record, AC/DC, Aerosmith. Go through the list. Bob Seger. There were so many different styles, and it didn't have to be shoved into, you know, on the same station you were playing Bob Seger, the next song could be AC/DC,
sure.
Highway to Hell.
That's
and
us.
It was, that's what's amazing about what I got to grow up loving and listening to. And I think Poison embraced both of that. We have a song in our set. We do Cat Dragged In, Nothing But a Good Time, Unskinny Bop, Talk Dirty. And then we have Something to Believe In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, I Won't Forget You. And it is just runs through the set seamlessly.
Yeah. Were you a guy who kept, like, when you wrote Every Rose Has Its Thorn, you kept a piece of paper you wrote it on? Did you keep a lot of your outfit from a tour or something? Did you keep all that stuff?
Absolutely. And I have it. What I do is I write them in the, I did those in the old school notebooks, and you could see, like, all the, you know, the scratch this out and
yeah.
it doesn't work. And then what happens for me, like Something to Believe In, long story real short, when I was writing Something to Believe In, my best friend had passed away, and I wrote, music is therapeutic to me, so I'm writing, and you end up writing a 75-minute song, you know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. And then you eventually have to figure out, the toughest thing to do is to figure out what's going to work enough to be able to put it on the record. You know, eventually you go, okay, these are the things I'm going to pick. But with Something to Believe In, I ended up doing two or three different versions of it, and a couple of them just ended up on a B-side. But that's the thing about music for me, is it's therapeutic. And I tell everybody this, don't ever put yourself in a box of what you listen to. Listen to what rocks your world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It depends on the mood you're in. If you're in a great mood, party mood, you listen to this. You're feeling a little down, you listen to that, but it gets me through.
Well, and you're touring currently with Cheap Trick, and boy, between the two bands, that's unbeatable. In Cincinnati on Sunday and Cleveland on Tuesday. Brett, thank you so much. Isn't there a Hard Rock down in Mexico with all your memorabilia?
There is. We built, let me say this, started out. Remember we were laughing, talking about how do you, you know, make something, and you take a thought. If you think about music, you're taking a thought. You take a thought, and you turn it into something. You marry the feel of the words to the sound of the music, right? And you hope it works. what happened is they had a hotel room I'd done and helped develop a couple of the other ones. And I said, we went down to Riviera Maya, the Hard Rock, and we had 5,000 square foot. And I said, well, what's above this? And we went in there with Tandem and we built a 10,000 square foot suite with all the motorcycles in it, the pool tables, a part of one of the cars. And I made it a absolute party room, a workout room looking over the beach upstairs. You can have 6 zillion people up there partying. We've thrown some concerts up there. And it truly, if people get a chance to check it out, it's just the Brett Michaels suite at the Hard Rock. And it's won 2 awards, the World Travel Award and the Design Award
nice.
Over the last couple of years.
You're a bon vivant.
You're not going to do Rock of Love 4, are you?
I'm just saying, we don't know. We're working on that.
That's awesome.
We got another show that we're getting ready to do. But like I said, Rock of Love, and I mean this, the girls truly were the superstars of the show. And we were laughing about that. I said, I got to go along for a ride of craziness. And I said, they are very competitive. And what made the show fun is rather than force it, I said, let's just go out on a dirt bike track or play lingerie mud football or like, in other words, let's make the dates fun. And I think people related to it had an actual sense of reality and realness to it, you know, that's hopefully what works.
Yeah, didn't the season 3 winner, doesn't she live here? I swear to God, I saw her at a bar.
Yeah, she's a bartender.
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And all of them. Great people. I see them at the shows, and they are. I truly mean that. They made the show. I got to, even though we had created the idea of it, they were the ones that made the show awesome, and I just got to enjoy the insanity of
the private bedroom. Here, we need to talk about this.
We're going to go off the record to talk about this, and then we could cipher through how to segue to it.
Yes.
Well, good luck. Travel mercies, as they say, and we'll see you here on September the 2nd. But good luck at Cincy Sunday night and then Cleveland. And Brett, thank you so much, man. Very cool.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all the great years and great music you all keep playing. So thank you, and I can't wait to see you.
All right, take care, man.
Hey, thank you all. Bye-bye.